The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will see me no longer, but you will see me, because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them." The Gospel of the Lord. There was a movie that came out in 1970, an Academy Award-winning movie that I've never seen, but there's a quote that lives from it that I have heard. The movie was Love Story. It was based on a book, and the quote is this: "Love means never having to say you're sorry." Which makes me think I'm not doing it right. Because I got to tell you, I've always loved my parents. I know my parents always loved me, but I've said sorry to them a lot of times. I remember getting dropped off at college, you know, when all of a sudden there were no rules and I could do whatever I wanted. Yeah, that wasn't entirely true. They did give me a few rules to live by. First off, study. If you want to stay here, you got to study. Number two, don't be an idiot and get yourself arrested or kicked out of school. Another good rule. The third rule was, don't go visit your girlfriend on a weekday. You see, I went to college about 15 minutes from home, and the girl that I was dating at the time was still in high school. And so, without having my parents there to say no, I could easily drive to her house anytime I wanted to. But they didn't want me to take away from my studies and go there on weekdays. And since it was their car, after all, they did get a little bit of say on that. Sorta. I think I abided by that rule for a week or two when she gave me a call and I decided to drive on over there. Now, I was driving down the road on Tate Boulevard in Hickory, North Carolina. Now, Tate Boulevard is an industrial road, and this was about 8 or 9 o'clock at night, and so there was no traffic anywhere. And so I'm driving down the road, listening to the radio, when all of a sudden, blue lights appear in my rearview mirror. Now, I had seen blue lights in my rearview mirror before, but this time I looked around, and there was nobody else there. These blue lights were for me, and I knew that I was dead. Because even though they hadn't specifically said it, I knew that getting a ticket was probably against their rules, and I was definitely getting it because I had violated the law. I think it was 57 and a 45 or something like that. I just wasn't paying attention. But sure enough, he gave me a ticket. And the police officer also gave me some good advice. He said, "Son, do not pass go, do not collect $200, go straight to your parents and tell them what happened." And that's what I did. I went straight to my parents' house, and I said what apparently you're never supposed to say if you have love: "I'm sorry." Wasn't the first time, wouldn't be the last time, and I'm sure I'll say it again. I mean, I've been married almost 24 years. I can't tell you how many times I've had to tell my wife I'm sorry. I've been a parent for almost 19 years. I've apologized to my children countless times. I've had friends my whole life. I've had to apologize to them. I've been a pastor for almost 20. And I can't tell you how many times I've messed up and had to say I'm sorry. In fact, if I've messed up with you, I'll say it now: I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you. But the reality is, I'm not perfect. And you know what? I'll bet you're not perfect either. So if love means never having to say you're sorry, that means we're all in a whole lot of trouble, right? Because eventually, as being the fallen, broken sinners that we are, eventually our brokenness is going to cut somebody. It's going to cut usually somebody that we love. And so we end up having to do exactly what it says we're not supposed to do. We say, I'm sorry. Does that mean then that we don't love these people? I mean, because eventually we're going to break the rules or we're going to fail to meet expectations. And when we do, all we can do is apologize. So does that mean we don't love them? And what about God? I mean, the Bible's filled with all kinds of rules and commandments that we're supposed to abide by, right? The Old Testament has 613 mitzvah, 613 commandments that we're supposed to abide by. Does that mean then, since we're not keeping them, that we need to say, I'm sorry, and well, then that's not love? I mean, the very beginning of the service, right after the announcements, we had the brief order for confession and forgiveness. When we confessed our sins and said, in other words, I'm sorry. So does that mean that we don't love God? Well, you might think, oh, of course that's not what it means. But if you look at today's gospel reading, the very first verse, Jesus says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. If you love me, you'll do what I'm telling you to do. And I don't know about you, but I've broken a ton of commandments. I mean, I've already told you about breaking the honor of your mother and father one just today. And so what does that mean? Does that mean that we don't love Jesus? And it's even worse than that, because apparently if we love Jesus and keep a commandments, then he'll tell the Father will send a spirit to us so that Jesus will never leave us orphaned, and that the Father will be in Jesus, then Jesus will be in us all the time if we love him and keep his commandments. But what happens when we don't? What happens when we're sorry? Like I said, I never saw the movie Love Story, but I'm not exactly sure that what's meant is that loving somebody never means that you'll need to apologize. I think it's more about forgiveness. It's that when there's love, forgiveness is implied. It's that there's no conditions on love. Love isn't something that you have to prove over and over and over again. It's a state of being. You show love because you do love. Because I love my wife, I do loving things for her. I don't do loving things so that she'll love me or to prove that I love her. And the same holds true with God. We don't keep the commandments so that God will love us. We keep the commandments because God loves us and because we love him. You see, this is one of the difficulties with translating the Bible from the original language, because the original language has things that English doesn't. And what this text actually says isn't, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. It says more accurately, since you love me, you will keep my commandments. It assumes that we do love Jesus. Because we love Jesus, we'll keep his commandments. And which begs another question, though. What are Jesus' commandments? I mean, we know what God's commandments are, right? I mean, we just talked about them, 613 in the Old Testament. And of course, if you want to narrow them down, like Christians usually do, well, we got the Big Ten, right? You know, the Ten Commandments, the one Moses came down to hell with. But what are Jesus' commandments? Well, actually, they're a whole lot easier than that. Because Jesus, according to Jesus, just a chapter earlier said, I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. That's the commandment we're called to keep. Love one another. And because we love Jesus, we love one another. That's our state of being. That's who we are. Because we're lovers of the Lord, we love other people. It's just that simple, my friends. Now, that does not mean that we're always going to get it right. Because, good gracious, like we've said, we're fallen, broken sinners. And there are going to be times that we've got to apologize. because we're going to fail to love one another. And when we do, we got to apologize to them, and we apologize to God. We say we're sorry. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't try, that we shouldn't love one another. It just comes out of our faith. We love one another. And there are things that we can do to show that love, right? And so the way that we love one another begins and ends with self-sacrifice. We put another person ahead of ourselves. We put their desires ahead of our own. We put their needs ahead of our own. If they want us to spend time with them, we sacrifice our own time and we spend time with them. If we think that we're right and they think they're right, maybe, just maybe, we sacrifice our need to have it right all the time and we show love. There is another way that works well in this age of COVID-19. And let me warn you that when I say this one, I'm going to go from preaching to meddling. And some of you are going to be at home and you're going to wince when I show you this. But one way that we can show love to others is this. It's a mask. Now, we'll see. Hopefully y'all can still hear me. I hate wearing this thing. Can't stand it. I wear glasses, and you know what happens when you wear glasses and wearing a mask? Every time you talk, it fogs up. Every single time. Every word you say, it fogs up. When you go out into a shopping center, I feel like a moron because it seems like a lot of people aren't wearing them. And the truth is, I feel perfectly fine. So why do I wear a mask? It's because I'm showing love for one another. The studies have shown that 40% of the people that have been infected by this virus have caught it from someone who was showing no symptoms. No symptoms at all. Which means that I may have it and not know it. And the truth is, that mask, it's not going to keep me from getting COVID-19. But it will stop 99.9% of my germs from getting on someone else. I don't wear a mask for me. I wear it for other people. Now, I realize that some of you listening to this may think that this whole COVID-19 thing is the biggest bunch of mess that's blown so far out of proportion, it's pathetic. And you may be right. And if that's the case, if you wore a mask, you would be showing even more love than I am. Because you would definitely not be doing it for you. You would be doing it for the people around you. There are all kinds of ways that we can love one another, my friends. This is just one example. But see, it's that kind of love that defines who we are as children of God. Because we love Jesus, we will keep His commandments. And His commandments are to love one another. That's what we do because that's who we are. And when we show that love, my friends, we can change the world. At the very least, we can slow down a pandemic. Amen.